The temperature of the water in Lake Superior has climbed about 4 degrees in the past 30 years. James Kitchell is a retired professor working with the UW Sea Grant. He says it is the fastest warming lake in the world. Combine that with the growing lake trout population, and it makes near perfect habitat for sea lamprey. So UW Sea Grant has a project to help figure out what effects these changes could have on Lake Superior and its fish population. Kitchell says they'll try to model what the lake's rising temperature and its effects on the sea lamprey population could have.
The result of warming is that ice off goes earlier in the spring, and ice on happens later in the fall and into the winter. And that's a longer growing period of higher temperatures for sea lampreys, and they become bigger.
Kitchell says he's worried that the growing lampreys could cause an even bigger problem to control the eel-like fish predator.
Bigger lampreys are going to kill more fish and lay more eggs, and the result is going to be an effective increase in lamprey population that's caused by climate warming effects.
Kitchell says lampreys currently are only at 10% of what they were at their peak population 60 years ago.
When they were at their maximum abundance, they were causing substantial declines in many of the fish populations that were important to commercial and recreational fisheries. And in each of the lower lakes, Ontario, Erie, Michigan, and Huron, lake trout, the most important commercial fishery, disappeared. Absolutely disappeared.
It's estimated that there are near 75,000 adult sea lampreys in Lake Superior. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.